We are just about to end the first quarter of 2024. And for many of us, things don't seem to be progressing as planned. We are more or less in a holding pattern. I agree, it can be discouraging and overwhelming, but don't give up. I know and feel how hard it can be. I am with you in believing that it's easier said than done, especially with the thought of new beginnings. And those anticipated new beginnings are now leaning towards ongoing disappointments. Lord help us. Let's be honest. We need to keep pushing, not just in words without action. We need to keep praying until something happens. That's the push. We have to maintain the belief that God is able. And I yet believe God. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. As a true believer, I encourage you to learn to understand that living and walking in the purpose of God, you will encounter opposition, hurt, and uncertainty. Be reminded of Psalms 23:1-4. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What a comfort and blessing we have been given by God to know that he is with us and desires to keep us close to him through his inspired words written as our guide. If we can only trust the process of God, we can then obtain the promises of God. Despite of what we see, despite of what is spoken to us, and despite of anything done against us. As always, being transparent is important to me and as part of my own healing process. As a certified Christian mental health coach, it's important that I show a level of vulnerability as I share with others in hopes of inspiring all to embrace the value of mental health, importance, and stability as a Christian. Life is full of ups and downs and uncertainties, and being a Christian does not eliminate us from dealing with these things. I found myself slipping back into old feelings of anxiety, fear, and disconnect, emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually. Now, before your mind starts wondering, I would not consider this a backslidden state, but a state of self-indulgent control, meaning that I couldn't fix things on my own. Realize, no matter how much we try, we cannot make things the way that we want. God always has the final say. And I learned a new term. Life is lifing. All throughout this process, life is lifing. What is life? Life is defined as the quality that distinguishes matter that has biological processes, such as signaling and self-sustaining processes. Listen to the second part of that definition. Self-sustaining processes. That's the part that life is lifing kicks up. Beloved, understand that this pertaining to our faith walk, that God is our sustainer. We cannot self-sustain when it comes down to our life. Physically, we can nourish the body with food, water, and vitamins. Spiritually, we need to learn how to pray, fast, and read God's word, and to lean on God when we become born-again believers. When we consider ourselves as part of the body of Christ, our life takes a shift. The Study Life Commentary shares Proverbs 3 and 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." This verse encourages people to trust in the Lord with all their heart and not rely on their own understanding. It also advises people to acknowledge God in all their ways and the promises that God will direct their paths in all aspects of their life comes into fruition. So as we continue this journey called life and our life continues to evolve, I strongly encourage you to know and trust that you are not alone. God is yet with you, even though you cannot see him with the natural eye. Learn to look at your circumstances. Yes, it could be worse. And also, it could be better. I find myself asking many times, is this really my life? Then after I pray and ask God for guidance and clarity, he eventually comes through. Does it end there? No. I keep on going rather than focusing on the problem. I have learned to focus on the problem solver who knows the steps and thoughts that I have even before those situations arrive. Life may be lifing, but God is the ultimate giver of life. And that's my desire, to live again. Therefore, I say, live your life so that you may live again. Father, forgive us of our sins of omission and commission, and order our steps. Teach us thy ways that we may see through the eyes of our faith and not depend on our own desires as merit. You, Father, are the source of our strength, and we are dependent upon you. Order our steps, word our mouth, and keep our mind in perfect peace. As we live, teach us that despite what may occur in life, you are yet stronger, you are yet wiser, and you are yet better. And our faith is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, this is Evangelist Robinson, and I thank you for subscribing and listening to the Prayer, Power, and Praise podcast. I yet encourage you to continue to share the hope of God with others. Someone yet needs to know that God is on the throne and he is willing and able to work it out for their good if they will only trust him. Life may be lifing, but God is yet able. Go in peace, beloved. God loves you, and so do I. We'll chat soon.